Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, another way that you can connect with us is simply by sending us any correspondence to our offices. The OPT offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. And then you can zip it up with 71302. Or you can phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. Go to our website or just simply pick up the phone and call if none of those things work for you. We're always interested in hearing from you, getting your correspondences, and just interested in what you have to say. So that's how you can reach out and connect with us. Well, if you're just getting your work day, your school day started, just getting on the grind, it's 7:37 in the morning. It's January 9th, and as always, we like to remind you about school zones and school buses. They are in full motion this morning. Kids are standing at bus stops. Crossing guards are out, resource officers, and we like to remind you, as always, to slow down, stay engaged, and make sure, above all, that you're giving yourself enough time to get there, especially on mornings like these. It's not cold this morning. We've had another seemingly shift in the weather, but it is damp and it's wet. And so those are the kind of days and mornings that those slick roads make for hazards. So we want to encourage you and remind you to give yourself enough time to get there and get there safely. And we always like to remind you to stay engaged. And I don't know, DC, if it helps or not, but we know that in the mornings especially, people are multitasking. You're trying to get your kids there. You're trying to get yourself there. You're trying to answer emails and text messages. And we're no different. So as I'm reminding you, I'm reminding us as well, we have got to stop the madness. We've got to stop texting and emailing and checking all of our mobile devices and our computer devices and just engage. Engage in just being, if you're not dropping kids off, just being and getting ready for the day. And if you've got your kids, what we like to do in the morning, just a suggestion, this is just what we do, we just make sure that we're putting the right things in, that we're sending the right messages about the day and what we expect, what we're believing, and what we're hoping Deuce Christmas's day will be like. And then we just say a little prayer to confirm that. And so there are lots of things that we can do in the morning that will help to make our mornings and our kids' mornings more successful, make their days successful. And, you know, yesterday we were talking to a friend and he said, you know, he came by the office to drop off some information to us and he said, well, I'm operating today without my cell phone. And I said, oh my goodness, you left home without your cell phone? He said, yeah, but it's okay. I forgot it. Because, you know, if most of us forget our cell phones, we are making a U-turn wherever we are to go back and get it. And he said, it has been absolutely great. It made me remember what we did before cell phones. So you can successfully, and I can successfully, get to work without touching the cell phone. And you know what? Whatever messages are there, they will be there until we get to a place at our office or a stop where we can successfully and safely open up those messages and answer them. So just fruit for thought in the morning. And I know that we're all very busy and this has become a way of life, but we're asking you and we're asking ourselves to start to think differently. And I believe that will stop a lot of the wrecks that we're seeing every single day if we just stay engaged and we're just where we are at that moment and we're not focused on 10 other things. So make sure that this morning you're engaged. You know what? It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week, and it's all downhill from here. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this. is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Kyle Wolf, State Farm agent in Bunkie, Louisiana, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Christine Mercer, Executive Assistant at Hickson Automotive Group, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish for all your home, life, auto insurance needs. Rosa Fields and her team can help you. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HixonHasIt.com. Well, you know what, DC? This morning, switching gears, you know, we do all of these incredibly thought-provoking shows, and we hope that they are thought-provoking to you as well, as well as, you know, they provoke thought in us. And so this morning, we wanted to talk about ways to live without regrets. And for a lot of people, and I keep reverting back to the new year and the things that people are resolving to do or hoping to do or believing and praying that will happen this year. Many people have declared that 2013 is their year. And so I came across this incredible quote, and I'd love to share it with you guys. And it says this: the saddest summary of life contains three descriptions. You really got to get your head around this, because it's really, really so simple, but so important. The saddest summary of life contains three descriptions: could have, might have, and should have. And for many people, do you see, that is the story of their lives. Could have, might have, should have. Kind of like coulda, woulda, shoulda. And so this article began to talk about living life without regrets, and that we all have something stored in our memory banks in the past that we wish we could have done differently, or something we wish we hadn't done. And as we get older and we learn and we grow and we get wiser, then we start to have different perspectives. And so what the article really made me think about is living a life without regrets. And so this morning, in our quiet time, when DC and I came together, we started talking about fear versus faith, and how fear can be so debilitating. And so yesterday after the show, we were talking to Dr. Rita Hancock, and she was talking about radical changes for well-being. And yesterday when I left the microphone, I was really just sort of cantankerous. I just had one of those days where I was just downright irritable for no real apparent reason. And so I had to go back and I had to really assess, and it probably took the whole day. And for me, people who know me know that I'm very even keeled. Never really high, never really low, just pretty much even keeled. And so yesterday, I just could not grab a hold of why I was, you see, just so cantankerous. Wasn't fussy, but just within myself, I just felt agitated. And then as I thought about the conversation with Dr. Rita Hancock, I started to go back and really identify why I felt the way that I did. Why was I anxious? Why was I uneasy? God bless. Why was I feeling so out of sorts? And so as the day progressed, I started to wind down a little bit later as the day wound down and we got home. And then I started really meditating on it and praying about it. And of course, we know, if we're believers, what God says about being anxious, and he tells us not to. And so what I was able to surmise from that is that I believe that I had let a little bit of fear creep into my day. And so I really wanted to share that with you guys in terms of what fear will do and how it will make you have regrets. Everybody, I don't care how super spiritual, I don't care how many scriptures they quote, I don't care how much you love God, every single one of us is faced with fear at some point in their life.
at some point in their day, at some point in their month. And I think that that's what I was dealing with. And when I did what Dr. Rita had suggested, really going back and identifying, I understood that I got somewhat overwhelmed with all of the things that I have on my plate. And I let that consume me. And I let that put me in a place that I didn't want to be. And when I looked at the totality of everything that was on my plate and understood that I was not in control and that I had to cast all of those feelings, all of those anxieties, all of that discomfort, all of that uneasiness, all of that unknowing, I had to say, you know what? It is too big for me. Therefore, I have to give it to the source that is bigger than myself, which I choose to call God. And so, but it took me all day to really get a hold and get a grasp on this. And I think for a lot of believers, because the Bible teaches us to fear not, not to walk in fear, we really have a problem, DC, saying sometimes, I'm afraid. I don't know what's going to happen in this situation. I don't know how it's going to turn out, because most of us, by nature, especially women and men too, I'm sure, to a large degree, want to be in control of outcomes. And so what I did to rechannel that was, and I said yesterday when we talked about knowing who you are, I know that innately I am an encourager. And so what I did was I picked up the phone and I called a sister friend that I knew was having some challenges with health and recovering and getting through, and just started to listen to her and to inquire about her and to talk about her and what was going on in her life. And so what I found in that conversation is that she was having a lot of the same sort of uneasiness, anxieties about the future and about where she was going and what her career was on the brink of, knowing that she was on the brink of changing the season, and really listening. And I was able in that conversation to really identify my own self. And so what I did was I systematically began to encourage her. And as I encouraged her, I began to get encouraged. I began to tell her about those things that I understood would be great, and that what God said about her, that he's got a great plan for all of our lives. And my point is this: each and every one of us has fears of the unknown. We don't know how situations are going to turn out, especially if you're caring for a loved one and their health is in peril. It's not looking good. Well, we want to be in control, and we want that situation to turn out the way that we need it to turn out, or our business, or our children, or whatever it is. And so when we absolutely relinquish control and understand that worry is not going to help. You know, sometimes I know years and years ago, I felt like worry was a good solution. I felt like if I was worried, then that means I was doing something. That made me effective and productive. I know it sounds crazy, if I was worried, but many of us have worn worry as a badge. And people will tell you, I'm a worrier. Oh, I worry. And we think that worry is somehow going to change things. And so what I realized last night, that DC and I have so much on our plates, and then some things have been added, but these things are things that we're not in control of, and I'm not in control. And so yesterday when I got home, I started unshackling, so to speak, and I started really, really identifying, why have I felt so icky today? And then I started to identify that. And then when I identified it, I was able to get some resolve. And you see, this morning we were talking about fear and how fear will keep you from moving to the next thing. And fear will make you live a life of regret. And so getting back to regrets, that's all for me, how it tied into this incredible article that I read, that if you don't identify, like this morning, if you're driving in, or yesterday, you were like me and you just had one of those days, you maybe didn't bite anybody's head off, and I didn't, but you just had a day where you just could not feel comfortable within yourself. To use the newism that Uncle New would use, he would say, that's normal. And he would say, that's okay. But it's not okay to stay there. And I don't want to be preachy this morning, DC, but this is really what's on my heart to share, because I feel like there are people every single day that live this way. And if you are living in fear every single day, you will ultimately live a life of regret, and it will keep you in bondage. It will keep you bound. It will keep you from stepping out and trying, because all you know is that simply you don't know. And therein lies what faith is. And for most controllers, we absolutely have a problem with not knowing. And so when you get to that point where you really identify that you know that God has a great plan for your life, you know that his expected end for you is good, and you know all of the things that he says about you, then your summary will not be a summary of sadness and regret. It won't be a life that said, I could have, I might have, and I should have. Y'all, this is an incredibly deep message, I know, for Hump Day Wednesday, but it's one that I think that we need to at least ponder. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll have more right after this.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Tonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com, or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am LaTanya Williams, owner and operator of Tanya's Professional Tax Service, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello to the best radio listening audience in the world. I'm Glenda Stock, CEO of McDonald's, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT network. This segment is sponsored by Selah Beauty Supply. Listen, it is a new business, and it is incredibly, incredibly filled with all of your beauty needs. It's open, it's light, it's airy, it's fresh. 7,000 square feet of, if you're looking for hair extensions, if you're looking for the best hair for weaving, if you're looking for great wigs, makeup, scarves, I don't care what the gamut is, they absolutely have it at Selah Beauty Supply. And they're located at 4011 Lakeside Drive, and it's right behind McDonald's off of MacArthur Drive. So if you're looking for something fresh and different, Selah Beauty Supply is it. Also, Terra Home, great gifts. I mean, unique, doesn't even come close. Great home decor, and they're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Every single morning, DC, that we open up the mic, we want to encourage people that St. Francis Cabrini Hospital is always giving back to this community. And mammograms is just one of those ways. But we want to encourage women that are 40 years old or older. Unless you have a family history, you got to be 40. If you have no insurance, if you are a woman that is older than 40 years old and you have never had a mammogram, this is the opportunity. No more excuses. No more what fear. Put that behind and make the phone call. Call Diane Kitts at 318-487-1122 and find out how you can get on tap for your free mammogram. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, it's 6 minutes after 8. Also want to remind you that school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. It's Hump Day Wednesday, January 9th. And this morning,
I just wanted to share with you guys something that's probably on your hearts as well. And it was an article that was written by Jenny Nichols. And it comes from, really, Tiny Buddha, Simple Wisdom for Complex Lives. And we read articles, we read books, we read information, because we want to bring you the best, most thought-provoking information that you can find anywhere. Intelligent conversation. And one of the things that was on my heart was living a life without regret. And I was saying to DC during the break, before I talk about that, is how free I felt just by simply saying, you know, yesterday was not a great day. It was a great day, but it wasn't a stellar day, because every day is a good day. Some days are better. But when you can just freely say, I'm out of sorts today, I'm out of sync today, I am feeling what I'm feeling. When you know, it's like Dr. Rita said, when you know who you are, then you know who you're not. Know who you are, so you'll know who you're not. Well, I know that I'm not a person that's agitated or cantankerous or any of those things. So I know automatically and instantly something is just not right. And so now what I've got to do is I've got to go inward. I've got to go introspectively into myself and figure out what's wrong with me. Why am I feeling this way? And I think for a lot of us, if we will simply ask ourselves, and DC says this to me all the time, he said, Carlette, you've got to start asking yourself these questions. Because if you don't, you'll never find the answer. And for me, that was revelatory. Because it didn't make sense initially. He said, you have got to start asking yourself these questions. And then when I got past the kind of feeling, you know how it is. you know how it is when I got past, yeah, that don't make sense. That's crazy. Why would I do that? When I got past that and started asking myself questions, guess what? You can't get any answers until you start what? Seeking. And when you seek, you're asking. And so that's what I did yesterday. And, you know, it is that all-encompassing truth that sets us all free. And when you're free to just say it, then you can put it out there and you can deal with it. And one of the reasons why we diligently wake up and study and literally scour the world for the best people, the best information, is to make us all better. And so in doing that, sometimes you get a little pressed. But then when I just relinquished the control that I never had, because control is simply an illusion, you think you're in control, but you really never are, then I started looking at what the message was behind all of this. And this is what I found in this article, Living a Life Without Regret. And one of the suggestions that they talked about in the article was this, controlling negative thoughts. And we talked about it on yesterday, that negative self-talk. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You don't have enough resources. You're too fat. You're too skinny. You're too this. You're too that. And let me tell you something. I got almost instantly, I need to talk back to this thing that is rearing up inside of me, because I know it's not anything good. So I started saying to DC, and then, you know, we started bouncing off of each other, and I was able to say to him, this is what I'm feeling, and I think this is why. And then he started to open up my mind to really where we are in the process and what the word says about where we are, and dealing with all of those things that are heaped on your plate that you have no control over. And so I started to surrender. And then I started to put down those negative thoughts. And I started to replace those negative thoughts with affirmations about who God says that I am and what I'm expecting God to do. I started replacing those thoughts. And then I started not immediately, because I was, you know, thinking, woe is me yesterday. So no, it wasn't immediate. But after I kind of got past it, I started then understanding I got to cast those thoughts down, and I've got to replace those thoughts with good thoughts, good positive thoughts. Otherwise, those thoughts of negativity, uncertainty, they are equivalent to fear. And then the article said, you've got to be bold. And boldness, it doesn't mean arrogant, it doesn't mean haughty, but you have got to be willing to go and do what others refuse to go and do. What they just could have, might have, or should have. You've got to be willing to take a bold step. A bold step out of the boat. And this is the kicker. You got to keep growing in faith, because when you step out of that boat, which takes a lot of chutzpah, a lot of boldness, a lot of, oh my goodness, a lot of wherewithal. You got to have that faith to know that he's got you. He's got your back. He's got your front. He's got you all the way around. So boldness is something that we've got to ponder. We've got to take a quick break, everybody. You're on point. It's 14 minutes after 8. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and you know what? I confess, it's going to be a great day. Stay on point.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired.
Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam, a delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Gary Jones with the Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, and I am proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get HD for life, plus you can get all of the channels that your heart desires. And the best discounts, all you've got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action, really, really finding new and innovative ways to help those small businesses get off the ground, D.C., and get going. And as we talk about people getting going, we wanted to drop this in your spirit if you're driving in or if you're sitting at your desk listening, or however you're listening. We wanted this morning a really, really insightful way to help you to get over the hump. Because sometimes we just need a little bit of help. You know, we talk about Hump Day Wednesday, but sometimes we need just a little, you know, we need a little help over the hump. And so we got a really cool text message, DC, and what did it, do you want to say, what, okay, this is what it said. It says, you know what? It says, you have done it once again. You have given me enough to ponder in just a few minutes for the whole day. And that's what it's all about. It's just about giving you information to make you ponder. That is a great, great word, to ponder. This doesn't mean that I am holding myself up as a, you know, a preacher or any of those things. These are just things that we read. They really get down into us. And they make us feel that not only if we're going through those things, that other people are as well. And so we hope this morning that you will ponder this word and that you will really, really feel it way down deep. Feel it where you live. And you know, I was saying, you know, sort of at the top of the show that it's the truth that makes you free. And really, one of the things that I was afraid of is that we are taking care of my aunt, who is a senior, and she's having a lot of challenges with her health. And we're going to do a show on elder care. And most of the time, women, now, I'm not saying, guys, that you don't, but statistics would bear this out, that women, by and large, are the caretakers of senior parents or senior family members. A lot of men do great jobs. We know that you do. But by and large, it's women. And so yesterday and the whole last several weeks, I have been really in sort of fear about her health, about what decisions to make. Am I making the right decisions? Are we making the right decisions? Are we doing all that we can do, and wanting to control it, wanting to make it better? And so yesterday, when the doctor called us yesterday afternoon, I finally, and men, let's see, men internalize things differently and process things differently. And so DC and I were talking, and he was helping to balance out the emotion that I was feeling with the facts that needed to happen. And so yesterday when I talked to the doctor, I just really started to have a release. And one thing that I never want to do when someone says, help me, or I need you, is I don't want to not include them. I don't want to exert my will or my power over them, but that they have given me. She has said, I trust that you will help me really make the right decisions, but I don't want to take away her power in my quest to help. Does that make sense? So I had to really just step back, because I have been bound by that, by my need to want to fix it and to want to control it and to want to make it better. But you never want to take, even your parents or your loved ones, you don't want to take their power away, because they really do revert back to sort of where they were the parent and now they seem to be like the child. But when people have a sound mind and have clear understanding, I just feel like I want her to own the power that she has left. And I want her to live in dignity of that. And I know that this affects a lot of women and a lot of families. And I get a little bit sad, because with aging comes a lot of things. And this is not, I don't want to get sad, but this is just a real truth. And we're going to talk about it. Listen, we've gotten your emails. We've gotten your text messages about a lot of women who are taking care of seniors that are having challenges. And it will bind you, because you want to fix them. You want to see them better. But it all goes back to living a life without regret. Allowing people to be where they are and allowing yourself to be where you are. And understanding above all that God is in control. Not me, not you, no matter how great our intentions. And so this is what I said to my aunt. I said, I want to see you get better, but I will not impose my want on your will. I will not do it. And I am telling you, when I got there and I said that, and I put that out in the universe, there was a freedom. And my mother was saying to me, she said, you can't control anything. You can't even control your child. And I absolutely got it. But it wasn't before a lot of turmoil, a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, just a lot of stuff that will get down into you. And it'll make you feel bad if you don't identify it. And so what we've got to do is learn to do this. And the article said this, relax and move into the flow. You're on point.
Wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing. When you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
Time is a real and constant mission.
I hope you dance.
So alone.
I hope
tell
you
me
dance.
Who wants to look back on their years and wonder where
ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday. It's January 9th, and if you're just getting on the grind or you're on the move, remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Stay engaged, get there safely, and please slow down. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf and his team is serving Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. For any and all of your insurance needs, the number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. And this morning, we're having a whole conversation on living a life without regrets. And you know what? This Hump Day Wednesday, we just really, and every Hump Day Wednesday, DC, we try to get people over the hump, and we never know what the message will be to help people to make it over the hump. But if you've had some challenges this week, we want to encourage you that it is okay, because life will surely bring those ebbs and those flows. And what that means is sometimes the water is going to be a little bit rough with the ebbs. And then sometimes the water will just like when we're on the lake, it will just, there will be no wind. It will look almost like ice. It's so smooth. And that's when it's just flowing. But one of the most important things to remember is this, and I love the song that DC played as we went to break, that we have to give faith a fighting chance. We've got to let our faith fight for us, and we've got to give it a chance. And sometimes we don't give faith a chance because we are afraid of making mistakes. And if you are a perfectionist, and I'm speaking to those perfectionists, and I probably hold myself up as a recovering perfectionist, trying to come out of that. Well, God said to me very early on, because perfectionists are harder on themselves than on anybody else, or that anybody else could ever be on them. And so God said to me, and I want to say to you, you don't have to be perfect. You just need to lend your heart, bring your heart every single day, whether it's to your job, whether it's to your family, whether it's to your dreams, whatever it is, if you bring your heart, God will work the rest out. And so this morning, if you have had a week of just everything seemed to be out of sync and out of sorts, all you've got to do is remember that if you just relax, and if you can remember a time where you felt this way, where you felt uncertain, you felt uneasy, you didn't know what was going to happen next or how it was going to happen. And I'm saying this to you, but I'm saying it very much for myself, that today, purpose in your heart that this day, you're going to relax. And it wasn't until last night, after a full day of just sheer inner turmoil, self-inner turmoil, just up and down, just, you know, not verbalizing anything to anybody, but just self-turmoil. And if you know what I'm talking about, within yourself, you're just warring within yourself. And it wasn't until last night that I just got in my spirit, you know what? Go to bed. Let it go. Let God. And trust that if you give your faith a fighting chance, it's gonna work out. It did, and it does. It has every single time. And so if you can go back to a time where you can remember that you didn't know how you're gonna pay your bills, you didn't know how the kids were gonna get what they needed, you didn't know how this, you didn't know how that, and you just think about it, and every single time, somehow, some way, it just worked out. And if you will trust that you don't have to know how it's gonna work out, but you just trust and you start making those declarations that I know that there's a great plan for my life. I know that there's a great plan for my kids' lives. I know that God is perfecting those things that concern me. I know that things are going to work out. And you start making those confessions and you start walking in that. It's okay. It's okay to feel what you feel. It's even, I think, okay to verbalize. I feel afraid. I feel anxious. But it's not okay to stay there. And so once you admit that or confess that to another person, then you start to talk through it. And then you start to realize that it is just a ploy from devilish things in the universe to steal your joy. It is from the devil to steal your peace. And when you understand that there's absolutely nothing, it's like Dr. Rita said yesterday, she said, the devil is the liar and the accuser of the brethren. Once you realize that unless and until you accept and receive those lies, they can't hurt you. When you realize that and you cast that down, you'll get it moving. You'll get back on track. And then you'll start to move into those things that you were called to do. And one of those things, DC, is living a life without regret. One of the steps that the article talked about was follow your own path. Now, I'm not saying, you know, we know you've got to put God first, but follow your own path. All too often, people get on someone else's path because they have made it look easy, or they have made it look good, or they have made it look glamorous, or they have made a lot of money, or whatever it is, or you are just covetous of what they have, or you just think that your life will be better if you have what Sally has. So this is why it's important. Know who you are so you'll know who you're not. But the only way that you can know who you are is to follow your own path. Get on your path. Start to figure out who you are. And I'm telling you, when you figure out who you are and become the best you, there is nothing like it. It's 8:44, everybody. You're on point.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, a credit union with a heart dedicated to excellence, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions. In Bunkie, the number to phone, 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number to phone is 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. You know what? This morning was simply a morning, we hope, to help you and to help us to get over the hump. And this morning, we were just talking about how to live a life without regrets. And you know, more than anything, DC and I were talking during the break, and we were talking about those dream stealers. And I like to call them bandits. They are dream bandits. They will lie to you. They will give you every reason why what you're believing, what you're hoping, what God has shown you, why it won't work. And so you've got to stay away from those bandits. They will steal systematically. They will steal your dreams. And then at the end of your years, when you're looking back, it will all go back to this. The saddest summary of your life will be, could have, might have, wow, I should have. I mean, who wants to finish a life? And I guess, you know, with my aunt and, you know, the women in my life, my mother, and all of us, as we're getting older and we're seeing people winding life down, I don't know about you, but I don't want to live a life that at the end of time, because really we all only have a certain amount of time. At the end of my time, I don't want to say, wow, I could have, I might have, I should have. I don't want to live with that kind of regret. And then when you get on the journey, if you're on the journey, enjoy it. Enjoy the journey. Despite what people around you may say, enjoy the journey. Don't meditate on when I get to the figure that's going to make me more successful, or when I get this success or that success. Enjoy the journey. Because I'm telling you, the journey absolutely helps to define where we're going. And the last thing I want to leave you with is this, and this is probably the most important. Love what you do. It makes no sense. My sister friends and my brother friends, it makes no sense to show up every day to something you absolutely deplore, that is drudgery. Love what you're doing. And if you don't love what you're doing, take the time to find out what you love and start doing it. Y'all, it's Hump Day Wednesday. I hope that you have been provoked. I hope you're pondering. And most importantly, I hope that today will be the first day that you will say, you know what? I refuse to live a life of regret. You only have one life to live. You might as well love it. You might as well love what you're doing. And I'm telling you, when you love what you're doing, it makes your love walk so much easier. Because you're at peace and you're at one. with God and yourself. Y'all, it's Hump Day Wednesday. We want to thank you, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning. And I mean that with all that I am, the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. The reason why we do it is because we love you. But God loves you even more than that. So why not love yourself? And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Hump Day Wednesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday.
And the Lakers.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.